We've reached the final out. Time now for the BYU Baseball Postgame Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Final score, Utah Valley 15 and BYU 11 here at Miller Park in Provo, Utah. Let's get you our postgame numbers of note. We'll kick things off with our final Big O Tires on the Rubber report brought to you by Big O Tires, the team you trust. We take a look at both teams' pitching numbers thanks to Big O Tires. We'll start off with the visitors from Orem, Utah Valley. UVU throws eight pitchers to go nine innings. They combine to give up 12 hits, 11 runs, all of them earned, eight walks, 10 strikeouts, 4 wild pitches, 2 balks, 3 hit batsmen, 186 pitches thrown for BYU pitching. They go 9, and they use 7 to do so. Sterner, Daly, Mabius, Foss, Olson, Kuhn, and Cushing. Over those 9 innings, BYU gives up 12 hits, so hits were even tonight. 15 runs, all of them earned, 12 walks, 11 strikeouts, 2 wild pitches, 6 hit batsmen, 218 pitches thrown. So in this game, we saw more than 400 pitches thrown on the night. It was a wild night with 26 total runs scored. That's the On the Rubber report brought to you by Big O Tires, the team you trust. We'll take a break. We'll come back and take a look at more numbers of note as Utah Valley wins it by a final score of 15-11. Back-to-back wins for UVU over BYU after the Cougars had a 14-game win streak snapped last year against Utah Valley. More from Provo coming up after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Now back to the BYU Baseball Postgame Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Utah Valley 15, BYU 11 is our final score. Gave you those pitching numbers a moment ago. They included 6 hit batsmen for BYU pitchers. That's the 5th time that BYU's hit as many as 6 batters in a single game. That ties the BYU record for HBPs. It's the most ever for a game in Provo. So that's a new high watermark for BYU pitching, 6 hit batsmen in Provo. First time it's been done in any game in the 16 years, most recently at Gonzaga back in February of 2008. That is hitting 6 batsmen. Today's game went 4 hours and 10 minutes. That's the 18th time that BYU's had a 9-inning game go 4 hours or longer. Those are some of our postgame stats brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedAndJensen.com. All right, the big bats for Utah Valley, a lot of them came out of the back part of the order. You did have hitting third, Brooke Camper was a 2-for-5 with 2 runs and 3 RBIs. He did have a home run in this game. It was a 2-run home run in the third inning. You had Bach going 1-for-5 with 2 runs and 2 RBI. But then the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, Broussard goes 3-for-4, 2 runs, 3 RBI. Jordan goes 2-for-2, 2 runs and 4 RBI. Grand slam coming in the second inning. And then Schwartz, who had 1 RBI in his last 6 games, has a 2-for-6 night with 1 run and 3 RBI on the night. For BYU, multiple RBIs for Luke Anderson. He went 3-of-4, 2 runs and 3 runs batted in. 2 runs and 2 runs batted in, I beg your pardon. Multiple RBIs for Parker Goff, 1-for-4, 1 run and 2 RBI. And Trooper Beck was 2-for-5 with 2 runs and 2 RBI. BYU falls to 11-11. UVU goes to 12-13. BYU at home falls to 5-2, and Utah Valley goes to 6-10 in away games. Again, your final score is 15-11. UVU over BYU. The Cougs had won 7 in a row over Utah Valley here in Provo. That win streak comes to an end. Utah Valley wins here at Miller Park for the first time since 2016. 15-11, UVU over BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Stay with us.
Now back to the BYU Baseball Postgame Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Well, first time this year that BYU scored double digits and did not win the game. The Cougs had been 4-0 when scoring 10 or more. They scored 11. 11 were not enough on this night as Utah Valley outscores BYU by a score of 15-11. A tough night for the Cougs all around. Again, it was tough to find a pitcher that was super effective on this night. Boston Mabies did have one inning of work, and he was the one that did not give up a hit or a run. Stone Cushing, you could argue, too, pitched a ninth that was hitless and runless as well. Mabies' one inning went one walk and 2 strikeouts with a hit batsman. Cushing gave up no runs, no hits. He had a walk, a strikeout, and a hit batsman as well. So every Cougar pitcher tonight had at least a walk or a hit batsman or both. Just a tough night for the pitchers on this evening. BYU gives up 12 hits and 15 runs, all of them earned. And again, hit 6 along with walking 12. So it was a tough night that way for BYU for sure. Let's take a peek ahead at what's to come for BYU as this weekend Kansas comes in. So the Cougs will want to reset themselves, get ready back into conference play. Both teams 4-5 in league. So they're in a four-way tie for 7th are KU and BYU, Texas Tech, Houston, Kansas, BYU, and UCF are all at 4-5, tied for 7th in the Big 12. And reminder that not everyone goes to the Big 12 tournament. Only 10 of 13 teams will play in the conference tournament in Arlington, so that is certainly on the line every time you line up in conference play, as BYU will do against KU this weekend. Around the Big 12 this weekend, we've got the BYU-Kansas series starting on Thursday. Other conference series beginning on Thursday, Texas Tech will be at UCF, Texas will be at Kansas State, Houston will be at TCU, Cincy at Baylor, and then Friday, Oklahoma State will begin at West Virginia. Out of league, it'll be Lamar playing Oklahoma on this weekend. I think that is going to do it for tonight's coverage of BYU baseball. We will catch up with Trent Pratt on the weekend when BYU takes on Kansas. So for tonight, we'll thank our crew back at BYU Radio, Soraya Ritchie and Maya Tippetts, along with coordinating producer Terry South, our engineer Barry Squires. Engineering always well done from Barry and the crew. Operations from Clark Jackman and Sean O'Neill. Our thanks to Duff Tittle and Joseph Hovey of BYU's Baseball Communications Department, and for Ryan Perkins from Utah Valley, doing a great job as well, helping me get on the air and do what I do for you. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast despite the outcome tonight, 15-11, Utah Valley over BYU. Back with you on Thursday. It'll be BYU in Kansas, 6 o'clock. And the first pitch at 6:05 for the Cougars and the Jayhawks. So until then, my name is Greg Grubel, saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night from Provo, Utah.
You've been listening to live coverage of BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Live coverage of BYU Baseball is brought to you by doTERRA. doTERRA, proud sponsor of the BYU Baseball team. BYU Baseball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Borkink, Athletic Director Tom Homo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships Casey Stauffer. BYU Cougars Baseball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.